Welcome to Let's Therapy, where we get real and raw about your mental health, faith, and blended family. We're your hosts, counselors Scott and Vanessa Martindale. Now let's therapy.
Hey guys, welcome back to Let's Therapy, episode 3 of season 3.
Yes.
Where we're going to be continuing our discussions about narcissism.
Yes.
If you haven't already, check out last 2 weeks where we've talked about definitions. We've talked about the first few steps of how to deal with that. And today we're going to dive in even more. If you are not familiar, we are Scott and Vanessa Martindale, counselors and your hosts today. And we're going to have a good time with this. We're going to really try to hone in as a married couple and as counselors and people who work with blended families through our ministry, Blended Kingdom Families. Narcissism comes up almost on a daily basis. And I see this not only in full developed, diagnosable, you know, people, but also just in small personality traits that we experience just as selfish people.
Yeah.
And we deal with this in co-parenting. We've dealt with this. The statistics show that children who come from divorce have a higher aptitude for developing narcissism.
Yeah.
So we've developed this and seen this in a lot of different areas. So we're trying to point some resources and give you some encouragement today.
Yeah. Well, and last week we hit on an amazing resource that we have, and a therapist. He's a psychotherapist, psychologist for, I think, like 40 years. He's absolutely amazing. But it's Dr. Les Carter, you guys. He was Scott and I, he was our therapist when we were going through a really hard season with our blended family. And he is an expert on narcissism. He has his own YouTube channel called Surviving Narcissism. And if you go to his website, he does also have resources, a book. And we were pulling from his book some key pieces of advice for dealing with narcissistic individuals. And last week we got through points 1, 2, and 3, which was education. So you want to educate yourself, setting boundaries with a narcissist, and then practicing self-care. So this week we want to hit 4, 5, and 6. And number 4 is seeking support. So as you're dealing with maybe a spouse, a child, or even an ex-spouse, a co-parent, you want to be able to connect with others who maybe have experienced similar situations, which can be incredibly helpful. You know, godly counsel, you know, a therapist. We're big proponents of biblical counseling, and also picking up his book, because this book can offer suggestions on finding support for groups and therapy options. There's a lot of support groups out there for people who have family members or friends that are narcissists, and how you can go about setting these boundaries and, you know, practicing self-care and taking care of all these emotions that you may be feeling.
Well, the hardest part about being in any type of relationship with a narcissist is understanding what is up and what is down. Like, what is real and what is not.
Yeah.
You are in constant, you know, disagreement with really reality between the concept of love bombing and you're getting just absolutely adored. And then the other side of it is when anything is kind of pointed out, you become the scapegoat and you're getting gaslit for all these different things that you had nothing to do. So it's really just hard to understand where you are on a day-to-day basis and where your relationship is and how that can affect even your healthy relationships, because you are so emotionally, spiritually, and physically unstable. So the support groups I love, because it gives you a concept of, let me surround myself with people who are all fighting the same battles, but can also speak truth and can speak wisdom to me. I don't want to be in this battle alone.
Yeah.
And I don't want my children to face this alone.
Yeah.
So yes, there are great support groups, great church support groups, and great resources, but you have to be willing to take a step and honestly take a step in opposition, because I don't know if that's going to go over very well when you say, hey, I'm going to go to a narcissistic support group here. And if you're dealing with that from a spouse perspective, but you have to be willing to do that.
Well, and I would say to get into a support group that is not about bashing and just making it a negative experience, or that it's really focusing on just the negatives about everything. You want to be in a group or align with people, one, who are God-fearing, who are going to uplift you in this season and support you, hold you accountable, and walk with you through this. Again, you guys, narcissism is not who they are. You know, it's not who we are. It is something that they are battling or that you may be battling. So again, you know, it's one thing to go to a support group and it ends up turning into this kind of bashing session is what we say, because we see this a lot, especially in groups whenever we're doing co-parenting and things like that. It just wants to become the session where you're just talking negatively about this person versus the situation at hand. And remember that the real enemy is not the person. It's the spirit, and it's Satan, you know, wanting to attack the relationships and the identity. So understand that there's a very physical part of this and there's a spiritual part of this. But so you want to get into healthy, God-fearing, you know, godly support groups, or have that supportive community, whether that's family, other family members, or friends, or a mentor, or godly counsel. And then step five, you want to develop assertive skills. So narcissists will bulldoze you. So you have to develop assertive skills, and I use the term tough skin, so to speak, to be able to deal with these types of personalities.
Well, the truth of it is there's no amount of evidence that will suffice as proof for the abuser's transgressions. Like, there is nothing, anything you show them as rock solid evidence that says you did this, it will not suffice for them to take accountability for.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. So this idea that you have to step on a ledge by yourself and stand on truth is going to be very difficult, because you'll see extreme opposition to that.
Yeah.
So by being assertive, by assertive skills, we're talking about, hey, when you know something is real, you say it, you speak it, and nothing will move you off of that point. You are saying, hey, this is what happened. You are going to take responsibility for it, or I will hold you responsible for that. And you're not moving. No amount of gaslighting is going to move you. You cannot be manipulated. You cannot be love bombed.
Yeah.
You have to look at what is emotionally healthy and go, I have to stand for that, or I will stand for nothing.
Yeah.
I have to be there. So that's the assertive skills that we're talking about as it relates to whether that's something you're married to, or a lot of times we see this in ex-spouses, where they are just, the narcissistic part of it is just like, I'll just let it take over, and that's the way we're going to treat each other. And the same thing goes if you have kids that are narcissistic. It's like you have to stand for truth.
Right. Well, and assertive skills can help you communicate your needs, set the boundaries, and stand up for yourself in a healthy and effective way. And so I think that's one of the things that we hear from a lot, especially with spouses. It's like, my needs are not being met because everything is about my spouse. It's about them. So how are you able to communicate that and have your needs met? And so, you know, you've got to be assertive in that. You've got to stand firm. And to the next point that we're going to go to, it's consider professional help. If you're at a stopping point in your marriage where you're like, we're on the brink of divorce because my spouse is emotionally detached. Everything is about them. My needs aren't being met. I'm not, you know, I don't feel like I'm being heard. I don't feel like I'm being seen. Consider professional help, you guys. And if you find yourself struggling with the effects of narcissism, you know, find a therapist or a counselor who specializes in narcissistic abuse and can be beneficial for your situation. You know, a therapist can provide personalized guidance and support tailored to your specific situation. Again, I would recommend finding someone who specializes in it or who works with a lot of narcissistic clients and patients.
I say this, and I don't say it lightly, but I'm going to say it anyway, because sometimes people just need to hear reality. Relationships don't exist in narcissistic worlds. They only exist for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
They're not going to, that is not a relationship that will last forever. They will not change unless they want to change, and unless you put boundaries in place and put things in motion to set change.
Yeah.
The amount of marriages that I've counseled that I've seen narcissistic either tendencies or full-blown disorder, they do not survive unless people are willing to change. And I think more and more people, as they, you know, they're going through this life and they're going through these relationships, they have to understand that at some point either it will change or you will continue to allow those types of relationships in your life, and it will continue to be a road of destruction.
Yeah.
It will just continue to be a road of destruction. That's why I love this concept of setting boundaries. It says, hey, this is what healthy is, and this is where it needs to be.
Yeah.
If you're willing to meet me here, our relationship can continue. If you're not, then it won't.
Yeah.
It just won't, because nothing healthy will come out of that. And what we've seen over generation of generation is that that trickles down. These are the behaviors that you're teaching your children.
Yeah.
That you're allowing your children to be taught.
Well, that it's okay to treat somebody this way.
100%.
And to, yeah.
Like, to have emotional separation of no accountability mm-hmm. for, you know, God put us here as emotional beings to connect. He created man and wife to connect, not only spiritually, but emotionally and physically. These types of selfish personalities and these narcissistic behaviors, mm-hmm. all they do is destroy relationships.
Yeah.
And so at a certain point, you have to be able to go, I understand what healthy is. And I love you, and I can love you from a distance, but I'm not going to allow that to be the predominant force in my life.
Yeah. Well, and I would say if you're in that situation, you know, guys, it's continuing to pray for your spouse that God would change their heart. Only God has the power to stir people's hearts. And I would say, too, it's using discernment. Like, if you're at a point in your marriage or relationship, you're like, I'm afraid that I'm going to divorce or whatever. You guys, that's where considering professional help comes into play.
Yeah.
And you know, again, God can change anybody's heart. And so just continuing to pray for your spouse and over your family, over your marriage, and both of your hearts. And so we just want to leave you guys with that. And remember that, just guys, remember that each person's experience with narcissism is unique, and the strategies to work for one person may not work for another. So it's important that you seek out the help that you need. And again, I love the strategies that Dr. Carter gave in his book, you know, educating yourself, setting boundaries, practicing self-care, seeking support, developing assertive skills, and considering professional help. These are all things that you can take into consideration as you're dealing with a relationship that is, you know, dealing with narcissism.
I think that is absolutely correct. And I'm just excited that we've been able to cover this. Again, we're not the self-declared experts on narcissism. We just happen to love people and we want to give you resources. So hope you've enjoyed this episode. We've enjoyed being here with you. Join us next week. We're going to start diving into a new topic. We're going to talk about enmeshment. And we did a podcast on this before and got a ton of feedback. So we're going to love doing that one. Make sure that you leave us a review. If you love what we're doing, we'd love to hear from you. And also, you can check out all of our resources at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. If you're a blended family and you're in need of one-on-one coaching, we have that available to you. And also, if you are a blended family in the DFW area, we have the Blended Family Conference coming up in October. Check out our website. You can grab tickets for that. We would love to see you there. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Be blessed in all that you do.